Good morning. As we finish the first group of brachos of Shmona Esrei, we had the first two brachos, which were basically praise of Hashem, and now we're up to the third brach of Atah Kadosh. We're at a pivotal point in the Shmona Esrei because we sort of are about to enter the area where we're going to beseech Hashem for the specific needs that we have in our daily activities, in our national needs, in our personal needs, and the one might sort of be mistaken to think that inasmuch that God is the one who will heal the sick, that God is the one who will send me rain, that God is the one who will provide a parnasa for me, that God is the one who will rebuild Yerushalayim, that might make smaller my perception of who God is and what God is, inasmuch as God is dealing with the world and dealing with daily life, then intervening in daily life, my perception of God might be one of something bound by the laws of nature and the laws of daily life. Hence, as we are about to embark on that journey of asking Hashem to involve Himself in our lives, we have to point out that despite the fact that Hashem does involve Himself with us in our lives and in this world, at the same time, and somehow almost magically, simultaneously, He is well beyond any involvement of physicality. So we have sort of a paradox. On one hand, God is infinite, God is beyond, and that's what the word Kadosh means. Kadosh means separated, beyond, past, further than, and that's what we're saying here in this bracha, as we're about to say that Hashem is good. We ask Hashem to please involve Himself in our lives. We remind ourselves that despite the fact that Hashem does involve Himself in our lives, at the same time, He is still beyond our comprehension, beyond the physical limitations of this world, beyond the intellectual perceptions of our mind. He is well beyond that. But yet, nevertheless, as we'll continue in the next few days and weeks, He still helps us in our lives.